Hey.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Hello, hello, hello.
Oh, you haven't got your headphones.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Well, I can't hear you.
Okay, hang on a second.
Hello.
R-O-B.
Hello, hello, hello.
Bum, bum.
Hello, 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 hello. Hello?
Hello. He's hung up, you see. Hang on a second. Can you hear me now?
What happened there, then?
You didn't turn the headphones on.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, 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 hello. Hello?
Hello. Hello. Can you hear me now?
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Oh, dear.
Hello, 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 hello.
Hello.
Studio
Can you hear that?
Is the microphone on?
Hang on
or not? Should that be pressed? Well, you can obviously hear me. Get rid of that.
Phone, James. Mobile.
Are we muted? Hang on, let me check that out. Okay, go back. Well, I don't know what's going on. Hi.
Hey. I can hear you.
I can hear you.
Let me try again. Can you hear anything from the computer?
No, nothing down there at all. Only here.
The headphones are working.
Yeah. Just sounds normal, my end.
Okay.
I've tried that.
Okay. That one.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Got you.
In the headphones.
Got you.
Yeah, in the headphones.
There we are.
Good. Never mind. Sun shining. Everything is right with the world. Well, no, everything isn't right with the world, but you know what I mean. Oh, gosh, I'm tired. Well, the weekend has arrived. Normally we would do this on a Friday, but you didn't feel well yesterday, so we're doing it on Saturday morning. Well, actually, it's about 12:30. And I have been doing an enormous amount of cleaning, and then I've got a headache, and I'd laid off coffee for a while because I thought that might be it, or I might be coming down with something, or whatever. I'm just dusting the dust off my computer now, I'll feel better in a bit, but I'm obviously one of my favourite things in life, apart from is a cup of coffee. I love coffee. I like to grind my own beans. I like to make it properly. I love coffee. What am I going to do if I can't drink coffee anymore?
You'll have to slowly introduce it yourself, like make weaker coffee and then get stronger and stronger.
Yeah. I mean, I drink the black, really black. I don't drink it with anything, no sugar, nothing. And I've been drinking it like that for years.
I've got a friend that goes into one of those coffee shops and he asks for a large cappuccino with 4 extra shots.
Yeah, well, that's the sort of thing I would have done. But, you know, I'm using... I just want to be able to grind my beans and I don't know. I mean, can you get decaffeinated coffee beans or not?
Can you not say you want to grind your beans on the show?
We haven't started the show yet, have we? Oh, yeah, we have, haven't we? By the way... well, in that case, I won't bother to say hello. Welcome to the James Whale Radio podcast. Not other podcasts that I do, but this is my independent podcast produced by Rob from, what's the company called? I forget. Dead Air. Yeah, what a great name for a podcast. Dead Air Podcast, because this is similar to listening to Dead Air. Anyway, we're going to talk for the next hour or so about nothing in particular. So welcome to it. If you want to get in touch, very easy. All you have to do is email me. You can email me at James Whale. I forgot what it is. James Whale Radio. What is it? I haven't got any kind of notes in front of me today, which I do. We do have a few notes. He prints and sends them to me, but I usually delete them before we do the program, which is, I know, a bit silly, but there we are. James Whale. I tell you what, I am... Having been now in isolation, and I mean isolation, I have occasionally popped in a shop But my son normally goes and does the shopping for me and drops some off every weekend. But, you know, I can't remember when he says, "What do you want, Dad?" I can't really remember what I do want. And so there's always something. And I refuse to queue up in a shop. So I very seldom, I go out at some strange times and see if I can get some stuff. So that's, and I've not really, I'm working, of course, every evening. So I don't get to see my neighbours very much over the garden gate. Well, within a couple of meters, obviously. So there we are. So 5 weeks isolation, just talking to you, Rob. That's about it. Occasionally talk to my friends, but, you know, it's difficult, isn't it, when you do what I do for a living? Talking is like working.
Would you like me to send you the notes again?
Yeah, I could do that. Anyway, my when I do my radio shows from home, I do them in a little studio at the side of the house. And I look out of the window now, and there's a huge hedge, lovely hedge, and in it is a lilac tree, which I presume has been growing in the hedge for hundreds of years, and it's full of white lilac. It's really lovely. Don't ever cut lilac and put it in the house. It's supposed to be very unlucky. But it's beautiful this year. I nearly said I hacked it. I didn't. I cut it fairly carefully. Right back last year, and I thought, oh, I hope I haven't killed it, because the you know, the trunk of the tree is very thick, and it must have been there, as I say, for years. And I cut it right back, and it's come out beautifully this year. Beautifully. The only problem is there's, oh gosh, what do they call them? A Scots, not a pine. Golly gosh, ash. A mountain ash, that's right. Nothing to do with Scotland. A mountain ash, except there are a lot there, growing next to it. And that was here when I got the house a few years ago. And it's grown very tall and only branches at the top. And I see a bit sprouting from the bottom, so I'm kind of thinking whether I might cut it back. Probably not at this time of year, but I might just cut it back and let it come from a sort of midway point, if it does that. I don't know. I should ask a gardening friend of mine, shouldn't I? You won't know, Rob, will you?
Now, if it's not grey and concrete looking, not my ballpark.
No. JamesWellRadio at gmail.com. Is that right?
Have you had email now?
No, I'll have a look. I haven't got the emails up on my computer. Hold on. I did have to have a look, but if you've just sent it, let's have a look. What's that? Delivery, James. Delivery, hello. Please find attached for your spa if you can print. What?
I didn't think we were telling people about the spa that you have at the bottom of your garden.
No, I often talk. I mean, it's not. It's you know, I bought a small hot tub. Reasonable price, really. I've been saving up for it, and it's my pride and joy. Well, living on your own, you know, it's anyway, if you can print off prior to terms of arrival, well, this I've had it for about a year, so I have no idea what that was all about. I wonder where that came from. I did before once. I can't see it there. No, can't see it. It's not come up.
Hang on.
Oh, yes, it has, I think. Oh, no, that was yesterday. Oh, it might have been if it was yesterday.
Yeah, it's a copy of yesterday, so it's...
All right, okay.
Show yeah. 330.
I'll tell you in a minute. Yeah, there we are. So, anyway, I bought the hot tub. A couple of years ago, I'd had some building done, and I suddenly found a reasonably large amount of money went out of my bank account. This is about a year after I'd had it done. And I'd obviously ticked something wrong on paying it by ticking it to go out of my bank account once a year. So that was a bit stupid, wasn't it?
So you had the builders in, you paid them, like, say, tens of thousands of pounds, and then you tick...
Well, no, it's just a couple of grand. A
couple of grand, then. And then you tick the box that said, can we have a subscription for some building work? So every year, you're going to pay the builders to do the same job again.
More or less, yeah. Well, how did I do that?
Well, why would the builders have that option in the first place?
Well, it was me.
Oh, I see.
Try and pay online, and I'm not right. I'm, you know, I thought I better just have a look because I found a load of money had gone out of my bank account the other day, and I thought, oh God, what's happened? Don't tell me I've been hacked. And I'd forgotten I'd actually had to replace the phone, didn't I?
You did, yes.
Yeah, and that was what it was.
Oh yeah, that was a few £1,000, wasn't it? Your new phone?
No, it was not. If it was a few £1,000, I'd be off, you know. But it was £500. So yeah, I was a bit annoyed. Hang on, let's see what's gone out recently. Yeah, that's okay. All right. Okay. Well, when do I get paid? Never mind. So anyway, we're all going broke slowly, aren't we?
Very slowly.
I was calculating the other day. Somebody wrote a very nasty article about me or tweeted something because I told them there are plenty of somebody. Bit obnoxious rang in on my radio show late at night. It was going on, James, I can't live on £94 a week, and I've done this and I've done that. I'm you know, he's a bloke who's annoyed so many people on radio stations all over the country, and he was going, oh, I can't do this, why, you know. And I said, look, I feel for you. I said, he went, oh, it's all right for people like you. Look, I'm able to work as some people are, but a lot aren't. A lot of my family are having a real problem at the moment. I'm very lucky. Some of my colleagues who can't do it from home have been having all sorts of problems. But the thing is, I said to this bloke, I said, you know, there are hundreds, because one of my sons is... his work, he works for a hot air balloon company, amongst other things, and obviously they've cancelled all their bookings and everything until goodness only knows when, and it's only a short season. So he's gone off and got himself some work as a delivery driver, because there were loads of jobs for delivery drivers, as you probably guessed. So I suggested it to this bloke, who immediately flew into a rage, so I put the phone down on him. I can't be bothered to argue to some cretinous, moronic twat. And they started tweeting, it's all right for James Whale, earns £3,000 a week. I don't earn £3,000 a week. I wish I did. You know, I was just calculating the other day, back in the mid-90s, I earned probably twice what I earn now. And I've never, ever... You know, my autobiography, which I don't suppose any of you have read, but it's available on our website, called Almost a Celebrity. I've never really gone out for that. And if I hadn't been more ruthless when I was a lot younger, but I've just liked doing the job. I started off just because I wanted to do this as a job. You know, I used to pretend to be a DJ when I was at school. And my parents got very cross with me, and I said, well, all right, I'll be an actor. And they said, well, no, you've got to get a proper job. And at 16, I was sneaking off and working in nightclubs, telling the owners of the nightclubs I was 18 because you couldn't work in a licensed premise. And that's how it started, I have to confess. And now sort of nearly 50 years later, God, nearly 50 years later. Gosh. Must be 20 years later. Yeah. So anyway, I just enjoy doing it. And even when I did, what was it? I did Celebrity Big Brother, if you remember, because I think they were short of celebrities. And I made a reasonable amount of money out of that. And Mrs. W and I thought, well, maybe I'll just cut down, or I wasn't doing anything much at the time. I'd been working for the BBC. I didn't tell them I was going into the house, because you're not allowed to. And I just assumed they would end my contract when they found out what I was doing, because I said I was just going on a 2-week holiday, and I imagine I wouldn't be in there for 2 weeks. But unbeknownst to me, they were quite excited about it, and I didn't block my copybook too much, although I was really tempted. Now, if I did something like that again, I would be memorable, because, you know, you get to the stage where you don't care, don't you? And you get old enough to think, oh, I don't really, you know. But I want to go in that, what is it, the not the Good Karma Hospital, the other thing, the reality show where they stick you in a hotel in India for a month.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Celebrity SAS.
No, I've looked at that. I mean, I'd have done that 20 years ago, but I'm not flipping doing that now. I mean, seriously, I'd have enjoyed doing that. But I think I look the part too, don't I?
True, yeah.
But I don't think I want to be thrown down cliff sides and dragged around with a hood over my head now. Exciting as it looks. What is it called? It's not called the Good Karma Hotel. That's a TV series, isn't it?
I know the one you mean, though.
So I might ask my agent if he could get me on that. So I was really quite miffed about this because I actually, you know, before I was doing, I've been on the radio most of my life since I was 21, and I'm not crying poverty or anything like that, but I've never earned enormous amounts of money. But people seem to think if you do anything in the media, you earn a fortune. There are two sorts of people. There are the people who make enormous amounts of money, and good luck to them. I'm people like Chris Evans, who just, you know, he gets paid a lot of money. He actually took a risk when he was a lot younger and bought Virgin Radio and then sold it, if you remember, for a lot of money. Now he's back on Virgin and doing an excellent job on The Breakfast Show. But there are some people who make a lot of money, and there are a lot of people who make an all right amount of money. But this bloke really annoyed me. I'd love to get £3,000 a week, wouldn't you? Well, you probably do, because you're a bit of a ducker and diver. But I'm not really very good at anything. That's the only problem. As you know, from all the problems I land on your doorstep.
I'm mostly a ducker, not much diving.
Do you know, since I've been doing the show from home, and often we have this problem on the podcast, because there's probably somebody walking down the lane by the house. Quite a lot of traffic, actually, since everybody's not supposed to be cutting anywhere.
Yeah, my outlaws, they say the same thing. Loads of people walking past their house continually.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't like it, do you? And I'm left a little naked.
Water bombs.
What?
Chuck water bombs at them.
Well, no, I mean, just before all this happened, I ordered some new gates. My gates had rotted away. And I'd ordered some new gates.
Right.
And I've been without gates. I got rid of the old gates because they were just firewood, really. And they were supposed to come and put the new gates on. It's not an unusual entrance to the house, but it's you know, it's a bit bigger than some, because I have problems turning the car. No, I joke, because it was meant for other stuff. So I have these gates ready and to be delivered, and they've not come, so I've got no gates. I can't sit out in the front garden naked and sunbathe where a lot of the sun comes.
I bet they were big, massive black gates with security cameras electrified.
No, I don't live that sort of life. I live in a little bungalow exactly like yours. Well, not as big as yours, I don't think.
I've got a lot of concrete.
Yeah, I know. I've seen pictures. Why do you do that?
I don't have to go outside and worry about weeds.
Oh, I mean, it is disgusting. You've got dogs and you've got children and you concrete everything over. I've got quite a large back garden, and so if I want it to look okay, I've got to go and mow the lawn. It takes quite a lot of time, but I've mowed the lawn, which is like the lawn at the back of the house. It looks quite nice. And I've left another bit rough, so it looks like a bit of, I don't know, bit of rough. I was looking at it. I think I might make it a bit smaller rough.
Smaller rough?
Yeah. There's lots of trees in it, and, well, four or five anyway. As my wife originally said, well, right, we're going to stick some trees in here, because otherwise you'll be saying you want a ride-on mower.
I'm just trying to work out how you can make it smaller rough. Surely once you put the lawnmower on it, it's going to flatten it all to the same height.
Yeah, no, I thought I'd just go round the outside a little more and then just leave this patch of grass growing naturally between the trees.
Wobble the lawnmower as you're going along.
No, I like it the way it is.
What I'm tempted to do is get one of those concrete polishers. That'd be quite nice.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, what is the point of you getting... I mean, I don't know anybody who's put down that much concrete in a back garden. It's just disgusting. Have you got it at the front too?
No, but I'm tempted. I'm tempted to put that sort of fake grass.
No! I have to confess that I did have a little lawn at the front. And I thought, that just looks ridiculous, because it was, you know, I mean... Anyway, so I dug it all up and levelled it all off. It was pretty level anyway, and I didn't do this. I got some people to come and put down a membrane and then cover it in gravel. Looks quite nice.
Yeah, but the gravel eventually, because it's got dust in it, starts growing little greeny sprouty things and looks terrible.
Well, it does, and the membrane is supposed to stop it, but because most of it's clay, it sort of, and I probably drove over it a bit too quickly, and so it formed a bit of a puddle in the middle of it, and I think I've managed, which is now absolutely hard, and I think what I'm going to do is just get another load of gravel and just spread it all over and make it thicker.
It will start growing green stuff eventually.
Yeah, but I thought that, and I thought if I make it really deep, it won't be able to come through, will it?
Yeah, it will, because it just gathers stuff. The leaves
well,
got
that's,
it.
Well, that's okay. I've got to do that. I've got some weeds to pull up that are growing. You know how they grow out of the... well, they are growing out of the kind of the paving stones at the back of the house.
Yep.
Against the wall.
Mm.
And I was thinking, well, I haven't got any. I should go and buy some, but then I'm not near a shop, so... I've asked my son, who's a gardener as well, if he'll get some. But I thought today, I'm just sitting there, and I forgot we were doing the podcast today, so I got up and then I started cleaning the kitchen, and I've gone through the kitchen like a dose of salts. I've cleaned the floor, vacuumed it, you know, moved stuff around, cleaned the windows, put the dog's beds outside to air, various things. Dogs have got so many beds. They've got a couple of beds in the kitchen. They've got a bed in the living room and a bed in the bedroom. And they hardly ever use them.
No. They'd use the sofa in your bed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Although I found Lulu, I was watching the TV after the program the other night, and I heard this sort of... I just heard something like that. Could you hear that?
Yeah, yeah.
I thought, what on earth is going on? So I sneaked round down the corridor into the kitchen, and she was up on the bloody work surface again, looking for food.
Are you sure you haven't got a cat?
Well, she behaves like a cat, but, you know, there's a sort of a bench along a bit of the kitchen surface, which juts out a bit, and she jumps onto there, and then she jumps up onto the work surfaces and wanders around.
Our dog lies on the top of the sofa, you know, the right, the ridge, right at the top.
Yeah, so does ours. So does ours. I mean, they lie on the back and on the ridges and the arms. And, ay, ay, ay. Don't like me talking about them unless they ask their permission.
Mm-hmm.
Daisy, and I can tell from their barks which is which. That was Daisy May. Daisy, can you be quiet, please? Daisy, thank you. I should, I've just, hang on, just turning round. They're out in the hall, both of them. I'll see if I can take a picture, and I shall send it to you. You can post it online or something.
Okie dokie.
But this is quite funny. Hold on, don't move anybody.
They always move when you take a picture.
Okay, got it. So they're, that's my phone. So they're sitting like bookends on the bottom stair. Now, I mustn't show you that photograph. Of course, it's just difficult. That's me naked in the bath. Hang on. Where are we, Rob? Yeah, there we are. So you have a look. Should have come to you.
Okay.
I'm getting quite good at this technology. I've only put a few personal photographs out online, which I shouldn't have done. Yeah, I could hear it go.
Okay, here we go. I thought you weren't sending me the one of the bath.
Oh, no. Anyway, we're not really doing anything in particular, are we? We should talk about all the problems of the week. You know, we are having a problem with this virus. Did anybody know about that? You know, where none of us can leave our homes. We've all got to stay here, some of us on our own, some with families we don't like. And there are lots of people who've said, oh, it's okay, it's fine, I don't mind at all, but I'll bet they're even getting a bit twitchy now. A couple of friends of mine who work from home normally, so it doesn't seem to be much different for them, but I think most of us are getting a little bit twitchy. First patients to be injected in the UK for a vaccine trial. I think that's very, very good news. I still wish we didn't have thrust in our face every day how many people are very sadly dying. I mean, I don't know why they have to tell us that. I suppose so we stay frightened and don't want to go out again. But I just find that so depressing. They say the curve is flattening. Good news. They talk about no pubs opening till next year. Bad news. And so it goes on. But I think in a few weeks' time, they're going to have to start just gently lifting some of the sanctions.
Yeah, well, I saw today, they're saying that if you've had it, it doesn't mean you're going to be immune anymore.
Well, how many times have you had a bad cold or flu?
Yeah, but how many times do you get chicken pox?
Well, some people do get it more than once.
Yeah, that's true.
But then if you're older, you get it as shingles. So your parents always try to have you infected when you're a child, don't they?
But it means if, like, say, 60% of the British population have had it, 60% potentially could get it again.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm saying we have to stay and do what we're told, but there has to be a little light and a little encouragement at the end of the tunnel. Otherwise, people are going to begin. I know I'm beginning, and lots of people I know, getting twitchy and saying, well, you know, I've got a friend who's been in for 5 weeks. Can I not see her? If things like that. Mind you, she's a very law-abiding person. She won't do anything until the government say it's okay to do. There are lots of people like that, by the way. And I think quite a lot of people will not want to leave their homes. They'll have this sort of feeling of security and safety. And when they're given the choice to go out, I don't think they'll want to. Because, you know, people say, oh, the bars will be crammed when we can come out. They'll be full. People will be celebrating, having street parties. Well, that might be quite nice, but I don't think that's what's going to happen.
That'd be stupid to happen if they had started having street parties and stuff.
Anyway, is there anything else? I've got some comments on the programme.
It's always good to have comments.
I'm amazed people have comments on this, but there we are. If you do, you want to get in touch, jameswhaleradio@gmail.com. And if you want to find out more about things, go to our website, jameswhaleradio.co.uk. Colin Watkins says, listening in the garden while watering the plants. Cheers, James. And Rob, P.S., I used to send you all those daft intros for your podcast with the sound effects. Keep rocking. Yeah, we don't have those. We don't do things like that, do we, at the moment?
No, but if anyone wants to send an intro in, I'll include it in the show.
Yeah, send anything and we'll include it in the show. As we're not doing much, let's face it. Julie Moordale says, the world needs your plain speaking, James. Well, that's very sweet of you, Julie. I don't know that I do. I mean, I'm no expert about anything. I just think there's a lot. There's an enormous amount of unnecessary moaning that goes on in the world, isn't it?
It's like an insult, that, isn't it? And she's saying you're just a bit simple.
No, I didn't take it that way. Thanks for that. Oh, I hope she wasn't.
Well,
actually, getting back to what she's talking about, I mean, I do find that there was talking about it the other night on the radio show, on Talk Radio, Monday to Friday. And 7 o'clock in the evening, by the way, if you aren't tuned in. I was talking about this survey the BBC carried out on itself. They're very keen on those. And they found that lots of listeners don't like interviewers talking over the person they're interviewing. They don't like you interrupting politicians, apparently. When the politicians don't answer the question, what are you supposed to do? Of course you interrupt them. Because a lot of them will waffle, and you will never, ever get them to answer, because what they do is you answer something that they're a little bit worried about. So what they'll do is be very nice to you, call you by your first name, and then start telling you a story about something completely unrelated. And you have to say, the best thing I found to do, not interrupt them at that stage, let them go on, let them come to the end of their bit. And so, oh, okay, fine, that was very good. Anyway, going back to what I asked you, and they quite often a second time, they go off and do it again, and then you come back and I say, now, I'm sorry, but we're running out of time, because, you know, we do have time constraints on broadcasting, TV, radio, podcasts, and although there's not much of one on this, and then they'll get a bit shirty and get very tense with you, but I would prefer if an MP, when talking to them about something, said, look, I can't comment on that, I can't actually tell you any more about that, I'm afraid. Say that, and I'll have respect, but don't try and make me forget what I'm trying to get out of you. If you can't answer, or if you don't have an answer, be up front and say. Well, that's what I think.
It sounds good to me.
Glenn Ford, not that one, says, James, please talk about the PPE situation. If we were at war, it would be like not getting bullets, guns, tanks to the front line. Time for Mr. Hancock to step down. He is obviously out of his depth. Probably not his fault. He looks like a rabbit in the headlights, churning out the same mantra to every question. Probably it won't make much difference, but might help. I don't think it will make any difference. I think it would be a stupid thing to ask the person in his position to step down, or any member of the cabinet at this moment. And, you know, we PPE, in lots of cases, it's become, if you like, a bit of a red herring. Because there is lots of, as I understand it, in the chain, getting it out. The army are trying very, very hard. But it's not as... Some people are using it as a stick to beat the government with. And a lot of people are saying, look, we've got what we need, we're fine. Unfortunately, of course, some people are getting ill and dying who are working in the medical profession. Sadly, that does sometimes happen, that they, which is why they do gown up and stay well. Oh no, Daisy May again. But I think anybody in his position will be doing, or any government's position, will be doing the best, the most they can do. They've over-ordered now because they thought things were going to get so bad, which I think is a bit of good news. These incubators? No, what are they called?
Ventilators.
Ventilators. Sort of similar. Well, not really. They've ordered, what, 10,000 of them, but now they don't feel they're going to need them. Are we going to have to pay for those?
Dyson make them, and he said he's going to fund it himself.
Oh, right. Okay. So anyway, I understand what you're saying, but I don't actually think equating this virus with a war is very helpful either. And lots of people are. I think I've even done it, but on reflection and thinking about it, I don't... What? No, you're bored with me talking about the virus, but... We've got to put a bit of it in here, okay? Daisy, don't look at me like that. All right. No. When I've finished. Sorry. Going out in the garden now. Yeah, so anyway. Well, we'll see what happens. We'll see. The time for the criticism, Mr. Ford, is not now. It is when this is all over. You know, there is a lot of criticism came out about the way we fought the Second World War afterwards, not before. And some of it proved to be well-founded, some of it not. But nobody stopped and started arguing amongst themselves. Not a good way to go, I think. Any thoughts on that? JamesWellRadio@gmail.com. Now, I seem to have been going on a long time. You better do something.
Yeah, I can do a bit of tech talk.
Yeah, go on.
I was going to mention the Dyson ventilators that are no longer needed, but you've already done that.
Sorry, I beg your pardon.
That's okay. It's all right by me. Amazon, the bookshop killer, has donated £250,000 to the bookshop fund to help keep bookshops open. Strange. But nice at the same time. The NHS are using drones to the Isle of Wight to transport medical samples, etc. So at least there's some use for drones. 15 years ago, the first ever YouTube video was uploaded.
Is that all?
I think it was one of the owners in a zoo.
All right.
Some elephants.
Okay. And where we've gone now, I mean, I'm surprised in many cases that traditional TV companies, the big TV companies, are keeping going.
It's all streaming now, isn't it? Everything's streaming.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's so much easier. I don't know what's happened to the sale of radios, I really don't, but to listen to talk radio, to listen to any radio station, I just get the app, get it on my phone, and that's all I have to do.
I say, Alexa, talk radio, and it goes straight away.
Yeah, well, I don't, but I haven't got one. Wouldn't know how to do it.
I've got yours here. I genuinely have. Yeah, I've got one for you here. I'll have to send it down to you one day.
Oh, well, send it down on my birthday.
It's in May, isn't it? 13th?
Yep.
There we go.
Anyway, right, other stuff. We've done that.
I haven't finished yet. Well, you're shortening my bit.
Go on.
Facebook video call now allows up to 50 people to join in.
Yeah, I want you to tell me how I can do this Zoom thing. Not that I think any of my friends know how to do it, so it's a bit pointless. Oh, I got a great message from a pub across the road, King's Head. And the landlady said, I'm just asking everybody, she's got this big virtual pub going during the virus. And she said, normally they did fish and chips on a Friday. It's a nice old little country pub, and they only open in the evenings except for weekends, and they don't do food or anything like that. But they do on Fridays. Oh, I've got both the girls licking me now. How nice. Well, that shouldn't be taken out of context, should it?
No.
Anyway, they do fish and chips on Friday, so she's just sent an email around, which I thought was really good. Friday, she's going to do takeaway fish and chips, if anybody is interested. Well, I've got the radio show to do, but I could get it at 5 o'clock when she's going to start. So I put my name down.
You could be one of the first people to get one, yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to attempt to wash the dogs this afternoon. But I might start with just brushing them for a bit.
Be easier to wash them and then brush them, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but it's the mess I'm going to make when I wash them. If you brush them well, actually, the oils in their coat should clean them. Well, that's what I'm pretending, anyway. Okay, off you go. What else, then?
Films. I finally got around to watching that Six Underground movie.
Oh, yeah, I've watched that.
I watched it, well, started watching it about a month ago, and after about 15 minutes, I turned it off because it was just like one big long car chase.
I love car chases, don't you?
This one went on forever and ever and ever and didn't seem to end. I'm sure you are aware of the car chase I'm talking about. It's right at the beginning, just non-stop. Yeah. So I just turned it off thinking, whatever. And every time I went to Netflix, it kept on telling me it was in like the top 10. So I thought, it can't be in the top 10. It's like it was entertaining for the first 5 minutes, but it just went on and on. But I watched it all. It was very good.
Yeah, I told you. Who was starring in it? I can't remember.
I think it's the guy that did the Deadpool.
Yeah, I think you might be right. Yeah. Do you know, I watched so many movies lately, and I can never remember what they're called afterwards.
I finished watching The Tiger King as well.
Oh, I haven't even bothered with that. Everybody seems to be raving about it, so I feel I've seen it.
It's very weird.
No, I'm not interested. I'm not looking at it.
Other than that, nothing much else.
Well, okay. I've got a few. I've done the comments we've had in. We've got a bit of mail. Let's do that. James and Rob, I have something I need your help with. Oh, dear. Here we go. I work from home and have done for many years as a patent agent. It's interesting, isn't it?
Hmm.
And my wife works in a well-known supermarket. Right? And they put the name. I'll leave that till I know what the letter says. Now, she only works part-time, so I asked her to stay off work and I will pay her wage amount into her account. That's very fair. Very fair. Until the virus looks safer. Her employer was great, and they said she could stay off for up to 12 weeks with no pay, but then she could go back no problem. That's very good of them. This was fine, as she would be safe at home, and I could manage to pay the exact amount she earns into her account for that time. She's your wife. You should be. I mean, honestly. However, she has only had a few weeks off work and she wants to go back. I see, I told you how she feels. Even though I have her finances covered, she feels guilty that she is safe at home while her friends still have to work. But all I'm bothered about is that we are much safer if she's at home. Do you think she should go back knowing the risks? Well, regards, Peter from Nottingham. Peter, I'm sorry, but I'm of the school of thought that you don't own your wife and it is entirely up to her. And she will know the way she's supposed to keep safe. And people have to, have to do some of these jobs. Some of these jobs are very, very important, bringing food to the population. And so if she wants to get out of the house and she wants to go back to work, that is entirely her decision, I would have thought. Or am I wrong?
No, it sounds like the right approach.
So I'm very sorry, Peter, but I have to say I think I slightly disagree with you.
He has the right to isolate himself from her.
Yeah. I suppose you can. But, she obviously doesn't need to work because you can obviously afford to pay her. And so she could be a wife that stays at home, but she wants to work. I think well done her. And you should be very proud of your wife. But I think we all have to. I mean, I come from a time when my life was a bit different, as probably people know. But when men were the earners and women did the housework and stuff like that. But that is no longer the case. In fact, my wife was never like that. And if you tried to sort of pretend that you knew best, you would be in trouble. And I've never known best anyway. I just like to pretend I do. Okay, should we lighten the load, as they say? We haven't got much time left, have we?
No, we've got enough time for what you're going to about to do.
I was just going to do a joke or maybe two.
Do two.
Okay, Andy Dunn. A year ago, this is a joke, by the way, and if you want to send in a joke, jameswellradio@gmail.com. A year ago, I said to my wife, every time we make love, we should put a pound coin in the money box and see how much we can save up. What a good idea. I opened the box today and said to my wife, where have all these notes come from? The reply, simple. Not everybody's as tight-assed as you. Oh, dear. Dear, this is a very long one. Have I got time for this?
Yeah.
Oh, let's do it anyway. Craig Finchurch. Interesting name. I used to know a family called Fincham. Well, friends of my grandmother, actually. But I used to know their son when I was growing up. Do you know, I've never thought of that for hundreds of years. No, I wonder what they're doing. Well, I don't suppose they're any longer with us because they were friends of my grandparents. But I wonder what he's doing. David Fincham. His family gave me a bike once because he'd grown out of it. I remember. Right, okay. A plane is on its way from Heathrow to Sydney when a blonde in economy class gets up and moves to the first class section and sits down. Well, the flight attendant goes over and asks her to see her ticket. She then informs the blonde lady that she's only paid for an economy ticket and will have to move back to her seat. Well, the blonde lady says, look, I'm blonde and I'm going to Sydney and I'm staying right here. Well, the flight attendant goes into the cockpit, tells the pilot that there's a blonde with an economy ticket sitting in first class and won't move back to economy. Well, the co-pilot goes out and tells the blonde that she has to move back to her economy seat. But the blonde lady says, look, I am blonde and I'm going to Sydney and I'm staying right here. The co-pilot returns to the cockpit and tells the pilot that the police should meet the plane and arrest the blonde lady as she won't listen to reason. Well, the pilot says, you say she's a blonde? I'll handle this. I'm married to a blonde, so I can speak blonde. So he goes out and whispers in the blonde's ear, and she immediately gets up and says, "Oh, I'm so sorry, I didn't realise," and returns to her economy seat. So far, so good. Well, the flight attendant and co-pilot are amazed and ask him what he said to make her move. Well, he replied, "I simply told her first class wasn't going to Sydney." I wonder where that was going. And my apologies to all blondes.
It's a bit dated, that joke, isn't it?
Sure. Riddle or not, it's a very dated joke, yeah. Yeah, we didn't have as big a laugh as that, as not everybody's as tight-ass as you. When I think about it. Anyway, shall we do the questions to the whale and see if I can put some people's minds at rest?
Okay, here we go. Sam Bailey, has the virus had a profound effect on you? Do you feel like a celebration drink when it's over?
Well, I'm having the odd celebration drink now, but as I said, I don't think a lot of people will be wanting to do a lot of celebrating unless they are a little, you know, I don't know. I think people want to get back and try and sort their lives out, get some work going if they haven't been able to work. I don't think a lot of people will feel like celebrating. Maybe I'm wrong.
Joe Lader, what time do you go to sleep at night and what time do you get up in the morning?
What time do I get up in the morning? I get up in the morning when a friend of mine calls me. And or earlier if the dogs decree, but at the moment they've not been getting up, I'm glad to say. And then I stretch, I get up very slowly, maybe go and sit in the garden if it's sunny like it has been. And what do I do? Yeah, and then do whatever I have to do during the day, preparing for my talk radio show in the evening. Finish the show at 10. Clear away bits and pieces of the studio, turn things off that need to be turned off, because like, I'm the engineer as well. And then I go and quite often have a bowl of cereal or sometimes a piece of cheese and a glass of wine, depending how I'm feeling. Sit down, cuddle the dogs, watch a movie possibly, go to bed about, I don't know, midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, something like that.
Jackie Rom, do you think humanity will change after we go back into a new life?
I don't know, lots of people are saying, oh, it'll all be different and all change and everything's going to be, people are going to appreciate each other more. And I think it'll just go back to the way it was eventually.
Daniel Severn. Hi, Robert James. Thanks to this lockdown, I'm now quite good at trampolining. I can do a somersault and everything, feeling great. It's not really a question, is it?
No, not really a question at all. Enjoy.
Rob James, does the toilet paper shortage confirm that we have more arseholes than we thought?
Well, yeah, it does in so far as people started buying it like it was never going to be made again, which caused the it caused the shortage. But I don't think there is any shortage now, is there?
But they feel a bit stupid now having a big cupboard full of toilet roll.
Yeah, I think they probably do.
Brian Higgins, will we eventually be able to wrap it up for Christmas?
Yes, get it out and play it. That's my Christmas single from the 80s.
And a good one it is too.
Yeah, wrap it up for Christmas. You might play a few bars.
Never makes the Christmas greatest hits though, does it?
No, I know. I don't think it was ever released anywhere, was it?
Yeah, I bought a copy.
You bought one?
Yeah, I bought one. It came on a cassette from Radio Air. It cost me £1.
I haven't heard it for years. Have you still got it?
I've still got it. And the Whaley rap, that was £1 as well. That was actually a single, a press single.
All right. Yeah, it was. That's a long time ago. What, 30 years ago?
And then I went to my local record shop and I bought a copy of Bimbo and they said, would you like the single or the extended single? So I bought the extended single.
Yeah.
Thinking I'd get extra. And I did, actually.
Yeah. I do you know, I've got somewhere the 12-inch. Is that the one you mean?
Yeah, the 12-inch.
Yeah. With a very unlike me looking caricature on the front cover. Mind you, it probably looks a bit like me now.
Did you get that caricature I sent you the other day?
I don't think I did.
You did?
Oh, you should tell me when you're sending things.
Hang on a second. Let me send you this. So I sent it to you. Airplane mode off helps, right? Messages. Here we go.
We should play the Whaley rap. I haven't heard that for ages. Or wrap it up for Christmas.
Okay, there we are.
All right. When it comes in.
This should have been the cover of your single.
Oh, hang on. Oh, no. No, 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 no. That was a woman I interviewed, wasn't it?
Whiplash.
Oh, Whiplash. Miss Whiplash. That's worryingly fairly accurate. I can't read it. It's too small. I can't read what it says.
You can zoom in.
Yeah, I know. I'm just doing that. Well, I don't seem to be able to zoom in on this. I don't know why.
Hang on a sec. See if I can read it. Have you been a good boy, James? What would you like for Christmas?
Right, there's okay.
A crack of a whip.
Yeah. What do I say?
Yes, bimbo. I mean, fairy. Ouch.
Wonder who did that?
I don't know. It was from your Christmas TV show. It's a screen grab I did, and then I've digitally enhanced it. That's why it looks so good.
Yeah.
Not that she needs to be enhanced in any way.
No, I don't think it needs to be enhanced either. I think it needs to be deleted.
Oh, I was going to put that out.
Were you? Well, okay. I'd rather look at my dog sitting on the stairs. Hello, girls. What were you doing then?
I'll save that for Christmas. When we do the next Christmas episode, I'll put that out as a Christmas card. In fact, maybe I should get them made up as Christmas cards and people can buy it.
No! No, 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 no. I could take quite a lot of humour, but not me with my pants down.
That's a red bum.
Anyway, let's worry about Christmas in a few years. I mean, in it's quite a while off, thank goodness, at the moment. So we finish now.
Michael Crook.
Yeah?
Do you think meditation is good for people's mental health and well-being? Thanks, and keep up the good work, you too.
If you enjoy it, I see no reason why not. I've never really known what meditation does for you. I don't know that I've ever meditated.
Well, it is good, to be fair.
Is it?
Yeah.
You meditate?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Well, I was just... one of the pictures just come through my son's taken, and I wonder what the hell it was. And it's a tree in a wood, must be near where he's working. Which is really old and quite dead and gnarled, but it's got a face on it. It's quite spooky. Anyway, right, okay, well, time to go.
Yes, time to go.
Because I reckon we've done more than enough. You're going to have to edit some of the gems of this out.
I could put a censored sticker over your butt cheeks.
I don't care. I've got it. I might as well flaunt it.
I'm sure it's going to do the rounds now. You're going to send that to everyone now, aren't you?
No, I'm not, actually. I don't think I would like anyone. Well, let's see. Maybe people would like a Christmas card like that, but it's quite offensive. So you'd have to be fairly adult to want to send that at Christmas.
It's like one of those the seaside postcard things.
Yeah, yeah. Well, exactly like that. I wonder who did it. It's quite professionally done, isn't it?
That is. The shading's very good, yes.
Yeah, I can't remember. Oh, yeah, we must have been doing Miss Whiplash show. Whatever happened to her?
I'm sure she's still around, I would have thought.
Yeah. I wonder what people, when they've gone through that period in their lives, because you can't go on being Miss Whiplash, she's probably in her 60s now. So I wonder what people, I'd have to find out. Well, I mean, if anybody hears this and they know, let me know.
I was going to say, I'm not making the call, put it that way.
Right, guys, thank you very much indeed for tuning this way, the James Whale Radio Podcast. Next week, same place. That's it, isn't it? Anytime you want. Of course, you can download it. And people do, don't they?
They do.
All over the place. You can download it anywhere, in fact, can't you?
It's everywhere. It's absolutely everywhere.
Yeah, go and download it from iTunes and then we get in the charts.
We're in the charts.
Yeah, no, but we're get in the charts again, maybe we'll get in the charts higher up.
Oh, yeah, we need to be higher up, I suppose, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I want to be right up there at number one. Problem is all the podcasts that everybody does all over, is it all over the world every week?
Well, you're competing against podcasts that go out daily and obviously all around the world.
Oh, well, we're lucky just to get in the charts then.
Well, yeah, considering you just sat in your dressing gown, sat on a chair in your little back office.
I'm in my pants today.
Are you?
Yeah, because, you know,
these your
nobody can see in my garden and I'll wander around in my pants. They're nice pants, by the way. They look, you know, they could be shorts, but they're pants.
Are these the new style ones?
Yeah, yeah.
So you've got rid of the older style ones?
Yeah, a friend of mine I'm quite pally with, I won't mention her name or anything, said that my pants were appalling and I needed to get rid of them. So a few days after she said that, a whole delivery turned up.
And she burnt the originals.
Well, she did burn a pair of them when we were having a dinner party one evening with some friends. And she went off. She had I can't remember where she just went off and then came back with a pair of my old pants that she must have found somewhere. Well, probably in my pant drawer. And she said, look, he used to wear these and they were all laughing themselves soup. And then she threw them on the log burner. I mean, I can't believe it.
It's not environmentally friendly, is it, really?
No, no. All right, I'm going now. I've got to go and pull some weeds up.
I'll go and polish my concrete, then.
Yeah, I would.
You're listening to the James Whale Radio Show. For more information, visit www.jameswhaleradio.co.uk. Why not check us out on facebook.com/JamesWhaleRadioShow or follow James on Twitter at the James Whale. James Whale, the voice of reason.